our committee evaluated that particular record and found that there were numerous problems with it in terms of the equipment that they used to make that measurement, in terms of the likelihood of an inexperienced observer who made it, and its comparison to other locations and to its own record after this event. So when we examined that record, we concluded that it was more than likely invalid, that it was not a proper measurement, and therefore should not be considered the world's hottest temperature. So we are now invalidating that temperature and making the temperature of Greenland Ranch, Death Valley, California, the hottest temperature recorded on the planet. And that is a temperature of 56.7 degrees Celsius, 134 degrees Fahrenheit.
What's the significance of this 90-year-old record being changed?
Well, this is one of the longest-held, most-cited records in meteorology, and it's very useful because when we're talking about things like climate change, we need to have a very good, complete record and quality record of temperatures and of our climate around the world. So the better, more accurate, more high-quality record that we can produce, the more likely it is that we're going to be able to give good, solid answers involving climate change. So having a good record and knowing what is real and what isn't real is important for us.
The previous record that we thought was a record was 1922, but now we're finding that it goes back even further to 1913. So what does that mean about climate change?
Well, extremes are by their nature outliers. So it doesn't tell us really anything about whether the world is getting hotter or colder, because outliers can occur during any set of conditions. What we do want to know are, what are those outliers? What are the most extreme bounds that we can actually set in terms of temperature? That has implications to building buildings so that they're more efficient, knowing the best kind of materials to use in the construction of buildings. So knowing these records, even though they are extreme outliers, very, very useful for us in terms of things like engineering as well.
Is there some prestige connected to holding this weather record? Because it's written in the press release that this is as symbolic for meteorologists as Mount Everest is for geographers.
Well, I'm not sure that they're going to have parades or anything involving this, but it is one of those records that gets mentioned in almost every world record book, that it's such a major thing that people like to talk about. Everybody talks about the weather, and knowing where the hottest or the coldest places might be is something that I think captures the interest of a lot of people. So trying to get that right, knowing exactly what is the hottest temperature that we've recorded on the planet, I think is an important record that we need to know.
Can you talk about how the climate experts discovered the error, especially since they visited Libya at the time of its internal crisis last year?
Well, the inquiry started by a blogger for a group called the Weather Underground named Chris Burt. And Chris had come across some information that suggested that this record might not be credible. So as my role as the rapporteur of the World Meteorological Organization, I gathered a committee together of experts from around the world, including Libya, to gather information and assess this particular record. Well, the problem as we started our investigation was that we had a revolution going on in that country. So we didn't hear, unfortunately, from our friend in Libya for about 6 to 8 months. And then finally, after the revolution, we were able to make contact with him, and he was safe, and he is back in his position as the head of the climate division of the Libyan Meteorological Service. And he was able to supply us with actual firsthand records, the actual original log sheets that were kept back in 1922, so that we could do a proper investigation.